From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Brock here, July 22nd. Game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from PFT Alt. Report, Devon Witherspoon, further along in contract talks than Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez is looking for a long-term deal with the Patriots, but his agent shares the same rep as Seahawks corner Devon Witherspoon, who's reportedly further along in contract talks. The Seahawks have offered Witherspoon a deal worth upwards of $30 million annually, which would put him among the highest-paid cornerbacks in the league. That's right behind Trent McDuffie, who tops the market at $31 million. Gonzalez, who's scheduled to make $2.259 million this season, is likely to follow suit soon. He's had a solid three seasons, making second-team All-Pro in 2024 and the Pro Bowl in 2025, with 145 tackles, two interceptions, 24 pass breakups, and a sack. Next, second, from Awful Announcing. Telemundo nabs 24 million viewers for World Cup final, lifting total US audience to 66 million. The World Cup final is making history with record-breaking viewership. Telemundo's Spanish-language broadcast drew in 23.9 million viewers, the most-watched soccer telecast in Spanish-language media history. When combined with Fox's 42.5 million viewers, the total U.S. audience reached an incredible 66.4 million, the most-watched soccer match in U.S. history. This viewership number is staggering, especially when compared to other sports events. According to Sports Media Watch, it's the largest television audience since the Seinfeld series finale in 1998, excluding NFL games and news events. It even outdraws every AFC or NFC championship game in the modern viewership era. Telemundo's viewership is a significant increase from the 2022 World Cup, with a 143% boost to 23.9 million viewers. The Spain-Argentina final was the most-watched game of the tournament for Telemundo, with Mexico's round of 16 matchup with England coming in second. The combined average viewership for Telemundo and Fox is around 14 million per match, with Telemundo averaging 6.3 million viewers per match and Fox averaging 7.74 million. The World Cup is clearly a massive event, and these numbers are a testament to its widespread appeal. Up next, third, from PFT Alt. More than 62 million U.S. viewers watch 2026 World Cup final. Hey, I just got done reading this crazy World Cup article. So, even though the U.S. team got knocked out early, the final game still drew a huge audience, over 62 million viewers on U.S. TV. That's more than any NFL game except the Super Bowl. The English broadcast on Fox averaged 38 million viewers, and the Spanish version on Telemundo and Peacock got 23.9 million. It's mind-boggling, especially considering the U.S. team wasn't even in the final. If they had made it, who knows, maybe it would have broken the 100 million mark. The World Cup's got some serious pull in this country, and it's clear that soccer's not just for diehards anymore. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing, MLB media rights deals would automatically extend for extra year if lockout extends too long, per report. Hey, I got a minute to fill you in on the latest with the MLB lockout. So, it's looking like a lockout is gonna happen, and it's gonna be a doozy. Owners want a salary cap, and players are gonna fight it tooth and nail. The real question is how long this thing's gonna drag on. Here's the thing, though. There's a little-known provision in the league's media rights deals that could actually bring both sides back to the table if the lockout gets too long. Apparently, if a certain number of games gets missed, the contracts get automatically extended for an extra year, and that means the league would miss out on a full season of higher media rights fees. Now, I know what you're thinking. What's the threshold for this thing? Honestly, nobody's really sure. But what we do know is that if the league can't secure a big increase in its media rights deals, it's going to be a huge financial hit. We're talking billions of dollars. The players are in a good position here, though. They know the league doesn't want to miss out on that extra revenue, so they've got some real leverage. And let me tell you, negotiations are going to be interesting this offseason. It's going to be a wild ride. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt, new photo shows detailed Puka Nacua bite mark on woman who is suing him. So, you know how Puka Nacua has been in the news lately? Well, a new photo's come out showing the alleged bite mark on the woman suing him. It's a clear image of roughly 16 teeth imprints on her back, and it's pretty jarring. Nakua's lawyer initially downplayed it as horseplay, but now we're seeing the actual mark, which is definitely not temporary. The woman's attorney says she's suffered severe emotional distress and is being treated. This civil case is ongoing, and there's also a possibility Nakua could face a suspension under the NFL's personal conduct policy if he enters a pre-trial diversion program. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. Rebecca Lowe details how helicopter ride nearly derailed entire Fox World Cup broadcast. Rebecca Lowe and the Fox Sports crew had a harrowing journey to the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium. They started with a ferry ride across the East River, then a car ride to a helipad, and finally a helicopter ride that turned into a 30-minute ordeal. Lowe described the experience as terrifying, with the helicopter circling and bouncing around and even landing at the wrong helipad. The crew eventually had to take a police escort to the stadium, which added to the chaos. Despite the delays, they made it to the stadium just in time for kickoff, missing only an interview with Timothée Chalamet. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.